OPT Network. The OPT Network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
1 in 5 children face hunger every day. To combat the issue of child hunger, the Food Bank of Central Louisiana offers the Backpack Program and the Kids Cafe Program. The Backpack Program provides backpacks full of food every Friday for impoverished children when other resources aren't available. The Kids Cafe Program offers free meals to low-income children, as well as providing nutrition education and tutoring. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate child hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the bigger show, and the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
We'll be right back.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point.
This is
the official OPT Network. The what show?
The bigger show.
With the what sound?
With the bigger sound. The and bigger, bolder sound.
The bigger, bolder. And the what guest?
The bigger guest. You already know.
I love it. Hey, everybody. We welcome you to your morning drive, and it is cumbersome. Let me tell you, if you're just getting your morning started and you hadn't gotten out on the highways yet, let me just tell you, you can feel when you walk outside the wintry mix. It's the fifth of the year, if you can believe that, for Louisiana. If we're lucky, we may get snow maybe one time a year in, you know, a matter of years and years and years. Well, this is the fifth wintry mix that we have gotten this winter.
Wow.
And so once we got out and got going this morning, you know, you can feel it's a mix of sleet and rain. But it doesn't seem to be any ice on the road. Operative word is seems. Well, as we drove, got on in this morning, because we got up early this morning. You know, kids are out of school. So we got in really early this morning so that we could get beyond the ice and what was going on the highways and the interstates. Well, as we were traveling in D.C., we saw people that had literally slipped off the roads.
Absolutely, Carlette. And let me just say this, because we did not know that the weather was going to do this on yesterday. And the OPT Cruiser, which is the all-weather vehicle, just happens to be in the shop getting its regular service, every 3,000-4,000 mile service.
Getting its checkup.
Absolutely. And had we known that it was going to do this, we would not be in the little car that I have for sale, which is an excellent little ride, and I might say that it performed really, really well.
It did.
And it is a 2009 Chevrolet Cobalt, four-door sedan, power windows and locks, clean, 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 and neat, 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 and it is for sale. You can call this number to find out more information about it, 264-9146.
And that is area 318.
318. 264-9146 if you're looking for a really fuel-efficient economy car that's going to be really, really reliable and really dependable. But, Carlette, I would be remiss if I didn't say to all who's listening, you could also go over to Walker Automotive Group and pick up one of those all-utility, all-terrain sport vehicles from the Mercedes-Benz shop, that ML350, that is the same as the OPT Cruiser.
Absolutely. And we look to go to Walker Automotive really, really soon and pick up another one.
Yes, we're going to pick up another one. As a matter of fact, that one performed so well that we've decided that we're going to buy a new one.
And of course, you know, we always are talking about savings and doing things differently. And so we've said it before, but we really have enjoyed the utility vehicle, and once we get all saved up, we're going to get a new one because we love it just that much. It performs great in all types of weather. It pulls the boat.
It does everything.
Like a jewel. It, you know, it comes out of the mud. I mean, it, you know, it's all that and a bag of chips. But so this morning, we just want to remind you, it's early. Now, the officials... Highway officials are asking people not to get on the road this morning if they don't have to. Schools have been canceled for the most part throughout Avoyelles and Rapides parishes. And, you know, I was kind of saying, well, it doesn't look like much. But let me tell you, by the time we got here and sat for a few minutes, ice had just covered the car. And, you know, you just knew, seeing other vehicles that had slipped off the road, we saw two accidents on the way in, that the ice is on the road, not necessarily visible, but it's there. And really, what really, really was troubling this morning is as we were coming across the overpass, and the officials are talking about those high elevations like bridges and overpasses, we saw a vehicle, DC, that was literally turned in the other direction.
Yes, the vehicle
was pulling a trailer with a four-wheeler on the back mm-hmm. of it, and it was going northbound
right.
over the bridge, and I guess it must have struck some ice or something, and it was turned in the opposite direction. So we moved alongside of it as if it was, and it's in the four lane,
mm-hmm.
but it was facing the opposite direction in the other lane.
So it would have been facing southward.
Yes, it's facing southward, but it's going north. You know,
but it was going
north. The
road
goes mm-hmm. north, and it's just a complete 190.
Right. And so we're reminding you this morning as you're traveling in, we know kids, no buses, no kids this morning. But if you're traveling and you have to get to work this morning, I'm going to tell you, don't be fooled by not seeing the ice on the road. I'm thinking, DC, at this point, it could be that thin sheet of black ice that you really don't see.
Yeah, because you really do not see it. And when we saw the vehicles pulled off, we were like, wow, what's happening? But mm-hmm. obviously they hit a little patch of ice and didn't see it and slid off into mm-hmm. the off the road.
Mm-hmm. So one slid off into a ravine, and there was an accident. And it looked like the truck that was on the overpass had literally hit the overhead pass and spun completely around and headed in the opposite direction. So please, if you just have to get there this morning, you need to be mindful. You need to be careful. And many people have said it since we've had these wintry mixes. We are just not equipped for this type of weather. And it was surprising, DC, that there wasn't salt or sand on the bridges. So maybe officials are getting out and getting that done, or maybe they weren't anticipating that it was going to be so cumbersome this morning. But just fruit for thought this morning as you're traveling in, don't be fooled. Give yourself literally more time than you need to get there slowly and safely this morning, because it is dangerous on the road. Well, it's Tuesday. It's already March 4th. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:47 local time, 8:47 Eastern, and minimally invasive image-guided specialist. They're making their patients better. They're also known as MIGS. They're making patients better and faster, and it is their top priority. For more information, and we've got people that are really blowing us up about MIGS, because people really want to understand how to get more for less. How to have, if they have to have surgery, how to have a surgery that is not nearly invasive as having their chest cut open or having, you know, their bodies cut open. So listen, for more information on minimally invasive image-guided specialists, the number 318-445-9700. Also, Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Another great place if you're searching for a vehicle. A lot of people are using tax monies. A lot of people are going out and getting vehicles. And you can go to their website at www.hixsonhasit.com, or you can simply visit any of their locations. Also, we want to remind you, this is the time that you need to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. For all of your home, auto, and life insurance, you can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. And don't forget, if you're looking for a credit union with a heart, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is dedicated to excellence. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program and the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play down in the parish. For the best events, for the best food, for a friendly atmosphere, Avoyelles Parish and the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. The number to phone, 800-833-4195. And don't forget to make your morning stop at McDonald's of Central Louisiana. McDonald's, I'm loving it. You're on point, everybody. It's 7:49 local time, 8:49 Eastern time. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carl Christmas,
the bigger show, and
The official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Look over your shoulder. I'm never too far. I'll get to wherever you are. I'll carry your burden. I'll carry your load. I'm here with a hand to hold. I will be your shelter. I will be your shelter. I will be your shelter through the storm. I will be your shelter. I will be your shelter. I will be your shelter through the storm. 10 seconds to midnight, no morning in sight. Full moon and the tide is high. I'll be your bridge over the water. Fire when it's cold. I'll be the best friend you'll know. Hey, I will be your shelter. I will be your shelter. I will be your shelter through the storm. I will be your shelter. I will be your shelter. I will be your shelter through the storm. Oh, I will be yours, my love.
My love, my love.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:58 local time, 8:58 Eastern time. It's Tuesday, and we're going to be reminding you all show long that it is icy on the roads this morning. So if you're traveling in and you just got to get there this morning, you need to make sure that you drive slowly, regardless to what it looks like. Be careful. We've already seen several accidents, and we know the traffic circle, especially in this kind of weather, D.C., it is a hub. It is a hub for accidents, so we want you to be careful. You know, we told you on yesterday that March marks Women's History Month, and so all month long, D.C., we are going to be celebrating some of the most incredible women in the world.
That's absolutely right. The bigger women.
Well, you know what? They're going to be big women. And they're going to be all sorts of women.
Yeah, I don't mean bigger.
I know what you mean.
Wait.
I know what you mean. You mean bigger in stature and notoriety and all those things.
Bigger women. That just don't.
Nah, that didn't roll. That didn't roll off right. No woman wants.
I'm sorry. Women.
Y'all, this morning I'm sipping my warm tea as I do every single morning. It is cold. Old outside. And so DC and I were saying, you know, this is that time in the last wintry mix that we kind of got a little ill.
That's right, Carlette. But look, when you said about your warm tea, you know, let me just stop you right there and just say, look, big shout out to Miss Cora. All right.
Miss Cora Howard
came on Real Women Friday. It was her first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, Miss Cora, after evaluating your performance, you hit it out of the park. You did exactly what I designed that programming to do, which is to come in and say really what you think, feel, and believe, and be completely open and honest. And that's what she did. And that's how it comes across. And I listen for how it feels. You know, and I just know when it feels like it's right. And that's how that felt.
Absolutely.
She did a wonderful job.
And we want to encourage people, D.C., to hit us up at our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. If they want to be a part of Real Women, Real Talk.
Absolutely, because you really don't know how you're going to respond once you get in here and this microphone is before you. And you have information that you would like to share with the public. And, you know, a lot of times people don't even know that that's in them. So you really have to give it a shot. And you just can't let the fear, because a lot of people don't want to come in here because of a little twinge of fear they have. What if I don't do well? You know, and I was looking at somebody's Facebook status the other day, and it said, you know, I'd rather try and fail than to succeed at not trying.
You know,
and I
good.
Thought that was just, it was just like, you know, and you know, a lot of people do want to come, and they're saying, and you know, they just won't make that first step. I don't know who you are. I don't have that
You're not clairvoyant.
No, I'm not. And I just, there's no way that I can know that you want to come unless you say, hey, I would like to come. I enjoy that part. Because we have a lot of people who listen to that that could actually, that actually has a supply to give to other listeners. And that's why I put this forum together. It's for listeners to actually come in and inspire other listeners. So, you know, if you're listening, you're probably a real woman that needs to come on and do some real talking.
And who knew that Cora had, and whoever knows, but every woman has a supply, as you said, and we got amazing, and we always get amazing responses from all of the Real Women Real Talk shows. And we literally have people calling us from all parts of the country that want to participate in this forum. So not only do we have local women, we have national women, and even international women. We've gone as far as Australia. And so what we say to all women is that we are all, as Maya Angelou said, we are all more alike than we are different. And what I love, love, love about Real Women DC is that when we put the round table together, or when you put the round table together and it comes together, there is such an anointing that falls here in the studio that is just, it is palpable. You can absolutely feel the anointing in the presence of God.
Yes.
And women, DC, I think a lot of reason why women are sort of apprehensive is because we don't tell women what we're talking about until the morning of.
Well, and the reason why we do that is because we don't want people to come in here with all kinds of plot and plan stuff to say. That really takes away from we really like for it to be more of an impromptu situation. And once you know what you're going to say, you're not really coming from the heart with it, we believe. Now, we can be wrong. We've been wrong a lot before. We might be wrong again. But that's how we've decided to set it up. So, you know, it's important that we kind of go with what we feel that has been downloaded to us and how to do it. And so,
and that's really what works. And that's what keeps it authentic. And that's what keeps it real women, real talking. Because we don't want anybody. In fact, oftentimes I get the topic right before we go on air as well. We don't want anybody to come or be anything other than authentic and heartfelt. And it absolutely works, DC.
Absolutely. You know, it really is working. I mean, there's not really a whole lot to say, Carlette, but if you feel a unctioning to be on it, you know, we'll schedule you to be on it, but all you have to do is say, hey, look, I want to be on it. And it, you know, who knows? You know, we stumbled into this business by sheer being obedient. You know, we were like, because, you know, we didn't intend on having a radio talk program. You know, we didn't even know that we had the skills to do this until we started looking deep down into it, and we decided to do one show. One show. You know, because not because we decided to do that, but because Jackie said you could probably do it. Found out that Carlette had a journalism degree and said, you know what, you should get a program. And to this day, Jackie Jacobs is the reason that we're on this radio, not us. You know, because God, she was obedient, and God said, and then, you know, Carlette has a gift on this microphone.
That's kind.
You know, this is a gift. This is not a, you know, and there's others out there with the gift of speech. But the devil is trying to hold you down, because what you're doing is you're looking at all everything else but what you need to be doing. And you're looking at us, and you're looking at others who've been on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you want to be on here, but you want to take that first step in saying, look, I'm going to reach out to the OPT network.
Right.
And say, look, I'd like to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'd like to give back, and I'd like to help somebody else, you know, and by telling my story or telling a story similar, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we don't ever know what God is going to do.
No, we don't. And one of the things that we talked about off the air on Friday was the fact that so many women have within them and are pregnant, and you guys know I use that word a lot. Many of us are pregnant with the gift of speech, with the gift to minister, with the gift. And God has opened this forum not just for OPT, but for anyone who will. And so, especially this month, we want women to reach out to us. If you're doing something amazing, so many people have already reached out. It's hard to even... Sometimes, you know, we're so jam-packed, it's hard to even make it happen, but the team does an incredible job of making sure that things happen in a timely fashion. But you know what? It is an opportunity to share what you have, to share your gift. And so as we celebrate Women's History Month, we're going to be celebrating those women who are living their dreams. And, you know, yesterday we talked about the Oscars, and we talked about Lupita Nyong'o. And for us and our family, it was watching yet another person live their dream. But not just live their dream with so much vigor, so much humility, and so authentically. And so it is our goal every single day to reach out to people, and people reach out to us in this network, in this Connections Network, to share their experiences, their dreams, their life, and their hopes with all of us. And every time that we have that, hopefully you walk away saying, if that person did it, if they wrote their book, if they started their business, if they started their artistry, whatever it is, that I can too. And that's what it's about. It's about boundless, uninhibited possibility. Vantage Health Plan's goal is to make their members well and keep them that way through quality preventive care. You guys rock. So many people called us up yesterday to find out about Vantage and getting registered before March 31st. You heard Senior Advisor for President Obama yesterday, Valerie Jarrett, talk about the 15th, but she said, don't wait, do it now. Vantage Health DC is making healthcare work.
And let me just say this, Corlette, about Valerie Jarrett. She'll be coming really back really, really soon.
Mm-hmm.
We got that confirmed.
Absolutely. And we'll be talking about a different subject, but she will be coming back. And I want to thank you for the work that you have done with the White House.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody, for more information on how you can connect with Vantage Healthcare, the number to phone, 318-361-0900 or 888-823-1910. Don't forget about the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. Listen, if you're a first-time home buyer, if you need to refinance or just invest, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage, they can help. 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Hey, everybody, you're on point. We're going to take a break, but we're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the biggest show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one question at a time.
Hey, everybody, listen, you know we've been telling you about the weather and the ice. Well, we've got a citizen's report from on the bridge. Darlene Green, good morning. Welcome to the OPT.
Good morning.
Turn your radio down just a little bit, Darlene.
All right.
So you coming in this morning. Tell us what it looks like.
Yeah, I just got off the overpass coming into Alexandria. Okay. And everybody is sliding at the very top of the bridge. Traffic is backed up coming into Alexandria. So if you're coming in off of 71, you got to be extra careful on top of the bridge. There is no sand on the bridge, so be extra careful.
Darlene, that is awesome. Thank you so much for that citizens' weather report and traffic report. Backed up. It's backed up. Traffic is backed up. Darlene.
You got to be safe and be blessed this morning.
Darlene, you are right on point. Thank you so much.
That's a citizens' report right there. That's awesome.
That's what we love. That's awesome. You know what? We get our bird's eye view from you as you're traveling in. It's backed up. If you're coming in on Highway 71, and we noticed it too, there's no sand, there's no salt apparently on the bridge, and it is bad. So don't be fooled. Darlene Green, thank you so much for being on point. The What Show, DC?
The bigger show.
With the what sound?
With the bigger, bolder sound.
Darlene, you rock. Be safe, everybody. We're going to take a break, but we're back after this.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper 3rd, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time, just for you and for me, to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you, he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only...
Let's do it.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. That's right. We want you to take your time, be safe, slow down, and slow down most especially over those overhead passes, bridges that you may be traveling across, and make sure that you're not only watching out for yourself, but for other drivers as well. And there are some people that are rip-roaring down the highways, down the interstates, and they don't believe that it's icy. And you really can't understand how icy it is until you stop and you look at how the ice is frozen on your cars or on your vehicle. So please make sure that if you are driving in this morning and you got to get to work, that you please slow down and be mindful. You know, I told you that this month is Women's History Month, and we're going to be talking to a lot of incredible women. And this morning is no different. We're going to be talking to a lady that you may or may not know, but you will certainly know her husband. Her name is Joni Parsley. She is the wife of Rod Parsley. And her book is called Tapestry of Faith. And her book is really, really apropos at this moment in time in all of our lives. You know, so many of our friends are going through really, really hard times. And this morning just seemed like the perfect opportunity, DC, to talk about the tapestry of faith and the faith that it takes. And so this morning when we came to the microphone, our hearts were and are still very, very heavy. Our good friends are really challenged by life and death and really, really needing a shot of faith. And for us, anytime our friends are hurting, we're hurting. Anytime our friends need prayer, we want to be right there in the trenches praying for them and extending our faith, connecting our faith with their faiths. And so this morning, many people are in need of a faith shot, I guess I could call it, DC, just a faith shot.
Yes.
And so we know that we all, according to the word, we all have a measure of faith. But you never really understand how much you need to grow that faith until you really, really need to stand in and on that faith. And so this morning, we just really want to remember our good friend from high school. Her husband went home to be with the Lord on yesterday. I'm talking about the Butlers. I'm talking about Alvin and Stephanie Butler. Her husband went home to be with the Lord on yesterday. And we also want to remember, DC, a person who helped to change our lives, and that is Pastor Victor White and his wife, Vanessa White, who lost their son in circumstances that we cannot yet understand. And in any of these circumstances, you know, we just don't understand why things happen and why bad things happen to good people. And so as DC and I were praying this morning, the word and the meditation really tells us to be careful about the words that are coming out of our mouths and to make sure that we speak those words that are uplifting, that we speak those words that are edifying to the spirit and to the soul. Words have power. And we just want the Butler family to know, and we want the White family to know, that our hearts and our prayers are with you. And it's not just in word, but in deed, that we are praying, that we're lifting you up, and that, you know, when we got this word on yesterday, you know, there are really no words that can help. But what we do know is that faith will carry us all through. And so for those people in the community that really know these people or work with them, that you'll come together and you'll pray and that you will have and empathy and compassion and humility. And what we understand And after we got the words on yesterday, we understand that life is so fleeting. Victor's son, only 22. Stephanie's husband, very, very young, 43 years young. Life is fleeting. And so this morning, we really, really wanted to have the conversation about faith. And how do you maintain your faith when you're so challenged, when you're so broken, and when you're so hurt? And yes, we know what the word says, but when you're in the trenches and when you're in that moment and in that time, you need other believers to stand with you and to hold you up as you're going through. And so that's why we wanted to have this conversation about faith this morning. It is critically important for each and every one of us, whether we're going through or not. And let me tell you, we have spoken to so many people within a short span of time that are going through something. So we believe that this will be a conversation that is going to inspire us, that's going to encourage us, and that's going to lift us all up. So we want you to stay on point. And we're going to introduce you to our guest after this break. We want to thank Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south, Davis One Stop is on Highway 71. We're going to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
Buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. Selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
We thirst for you, we search for you, in a dry and barren land, we're longing for your hand to guide us to
a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again, we thirst for you. We thirst for you. We search for you.
Search for you.
In a dry and barren land, we're longing for your hand to guide us. A place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again, we thirst for you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. I'm going to tell you what. My heart is so full this morning for our friends who were going through. And we could not think of a more perfect conversation to have on this morning. You know, when your friends are hurting, especially your friends that are your family, you know, you hurt. And then when you've prayed and you've stood and you have believed. And then when death comes, you know, we all want to go to heaven, but nobody really wants to die. You know, then we start asking ourselves those questions about, did we pray enough? Did we do enough? Did we say enough? And so this morning, we just really, really felt like this was an important conversation. And I know that it is an important conversation for every single person listening, no matter where you are in your faith walk. And let me tell you who our guest is this morning. You may not know her, but you definitely know her husband. Her name is Joni Parsley. She stands alongside her husband, Rod Parsley. Now, everybody knows Pastor Rod Parsley. He's at the head of the well-known national and international ministries, including World Harvest Church in Columbus, Ohio, and she writes a popular blog at joniparsley.com. Well, her new book and her first book is Tapestry of Faith, Discovering God's Beautiful Design in Laughter, Tears, and Struggles of Life. Joni Parsley, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be with you.
Absolutely. Joni, it's a tough time as we're all kind of going through. And I know that that you have done an incredible job of opening up your heart, your authentic self, and your life in this book. I want to first of all talk about a woman who has really sort of been in the back, if you will. I mean, everybody knows Rod Parsley, knows the mega church, has seen him all over media across the world. Talk about how you evolved, how you're making this evolution to step out.
Well, I think that God gives us seasons in our life, and certainly we see that in Ecclesiastes. But and I think it's important to know what season you're in, to recognize what season you're in, and then to follow that season and embrace it. When you're raising children, you don't want to be thinking ahead to the time when they're out of the nest and wishing that was happening. So if you can embrace those seasons, and I talk a lot about that in the book, because that's certainly such a prevalent theme in the lives of women, especially, mm-hmm. because raising children is often on our shoulders. But I think it's just so important to embrace that and then see in each season what God has for us and what we need to do, and to be obedient to that, because in obedience we find our blessing and we find our peace and we find our satisfaction. And so for me, personally, I knew what I was supposed to do, and I knew what God had for me and had prescribed for me, and what role I was to take in these last 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
So I followed his vision and my heart, and I embraced that season of my life where I was raising my children, and I felt that it was very important, and my husband did also, that because he was in his position and out there and mm-hmm. so public, that it was very important to provide that balance for our kids, and so that, you know, mom and dad both weren't gone, both weren't so exposed, and that it was more my role to be home with them, to be raising them and supporting them and being there. And so my heart and our heart was to never sacrifice our children for the sake of ministry,
mm-hmm.
because we certainly realize that we're raising eternal beings, not just kids. They're eternal beings, and we would never want them to be anything but, heaven bound and have a Christ-centered life and a Christ consciousness and to love God and not resent Him, like a lot of preachers' kids do, because their parents sacrifice a lot, and a lot of their time mm-hmm. is spent in ministry. So that was our main concern. So I embraced that season of my life,
mm-hmm.
and as it was coming to a close, and I was working my way out of a job, it seemed like I needed to refocus a bit, and that's when I started the blog. And it was a seminal moment when my daughter packed up for college, and I took a look at that season ending and what was to come.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started the blog to sort of process all those feelings and to just, to help maybe other women and other people that might be going through those things, and to just put my thoughts on paper, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I started the blog, which then turned into the book some years later.
Mm-hmm. And so we talk about, and you mentioned that seminal moment. Do you remember what your seminal moment was, and at that time when you got in your spirit, in your belly, that you were pregnant with this book and it needed to be birthed? Do you remember when that moment was?
Well, it's always been in my heart to write. I've always loved writing. That's been a passion of mine. It's just been my form of expression. Speaking is not my number one passion, of course. My husband's more than capable of carrying that for both of us. So so my form of expression and often honor to God has been through writing. And I've just, written through the years and written things for our congregation or written things for publications of ours.
Mm-hmm.
But when I started the blog, it was, I think that was when, that was my seminal moment, when
mm-hmm.
I really felt that it was time to, go public, so to speak, and really showcase the real life. I think what I've said is I think there's so much out there that tells us how to be perfect, and I wanted to write something about how to be perfect, or not how to be perfect, but how to be imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really good at being imperfect, and I just wanted to say, you know, with all of our flaws, God's still a God of grace, and with all of our mistakes and our struggles, and regardless of what we face and how human we are,
mm-hmm.
He's still a God of grace that helps us through it all. And I just wanted to just write my, you know, my life and my journey and what takes place on mm-hmm. a daily basis. And that, you know, it's not, the book is not a how-to, but it's rather a come with me.
Mm.
So just a come with me on my journey. And hopefully there's something in the book that and blog that people can relate to and say, I've been through that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my heart. That's mm-hmm. my heart for writing, and my heart for writing this book was just so that people could see something that was real and relatable and transparent and very candid. And I just say it's, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly. But I think that an honest portrayal of someone's life is what's really needed, and especially the Christian life.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you were saying that, and as I was reading what you had written about the good, bad, and the ugly, you know, we talked to Bishop Jakes, and one of the things that I asked him was why he decided to be so transparent. And he said, when you're ministering to people, sometimes you have to give up a pound of flesh. And
yes.
So you really opened up yourself and your life a lot. And I want to talk about how cathartic that may have been on the journey.
Well, it was. It was very cathartic. And because we heal through our stories. And I think it's just important to share our stories. And it brings healing because it puts... When I'm writing, it reminds me, if I'm sharing a story, it reminds me of what God did through the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
and what lesson I learned, and so that's how it becomes such a catharsis.
Mm-hmm. And so when people look at you, Joni, and they look at the ministry that you and your husband have built, and they look at all that you have accomplished, do you feel that people think that you are indeed perfect and that your faith is never tested?
Well, I think that's probably a general misconception, but I think anyone would feel that way because of some of the questions we do get asked, especially
like
in regard
what?
To our son.
Like what?
Well, for instance, I write honestly about what it's like to have a son who was diagnosed with a form of autism, Asperger's syndrome, when he was 3 years old, and that has certainly been a lifelong journey and a wonderful one, but mm-hmm. yet one of great struggle and great pain at times and great heartache.
Mm.
But often people don't understand how people of faith could not have, you know, instantaneous miracle, and
mm-hmm.
I write a lot about that, the misconception of that and what people perceive as normal and perfect.
Was that hurtful, Joni?
It isn't. Well, sure. I mean, sure it is, because obviously we're so protective of our kids, and mm-hmm. And people don't know what they don't know,
mm.
and I think it's important. I've always said that God has answered many prayers and he's done many miracles, and who are we to say what a miracle looks like, and mm-hmm. who are we to say what an answered prayer looks like? We have this ideal in our minds, but it's often not what God has. It's his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's do this, Joni. Let's take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about why you decided to be so open about your son and autism
and how you were able to work through that and how your faith carried you through. Stay on point, everybody. Sure. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, Selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Our guest this morning is Joni Parsley. Joni stands alongside her husband, Rod Parsley, at the head of well-known national and international ministries, including World Harvest Church in Columbus, Ohio. She writes a popular blog at joniparsley.com. And this morning, Joni is joining us talking about her new book, Tapestry of Faith, Discovering God's Beautiful Design and Laughter, Tears, and Struggles of Life. And before we went to break, Joni, I was asking you how it was that you decided, or when it was that you decided, that you would write openly and be open about your son's autism.
Well, when that happened and we received the diagnosis, I prayed a lot, of course, and I went through a time of grieving, because grief is a loss of fantasy, and when you have children, you have their in your mind, you have their lives planned out and all the milestones that you want them to achieve. And I really began to pray and seek the Lord to find some direction. And I'll never forget what he said to me was to mix all of my heavenly resources with my earthly resources. And if I was going to go through this, I was going to help people along the way. And the information and the things that I've learned and the experiences that we've had were meant to be shared. And I think anybody that goes through a difficulty, I don't think it's all about us. I think it's always so that we can take what we've learned, we can take the victories, we can take the lessons, we can take any part of it and share it with somebody else to, again, bring healing and hope and encouragement to others. So I was, you know, prayerfully open about it without being exploitive, mm-hmm. and of course wanting to guard his privacy and dignity. And so there, you know, I was just prayed to find the right balance on what to share and what to keep. And so, but my main goal was to always help other families, because it's a crisis. Mm-hmm. And back when he was diagnosed in the 90s, it was very a rare diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And today it's one in 88 mm-hmm. children. So there's, you know, a plethora of information now, but mm-hmm. there wasn't in the early 90s. So I did a lot of research and found, you know, those earthly resources that the Lord encouraged me to find. And he certainly has been beyond gracious to us and has answered so many prayers and brought our son through many, many things. And he's a walking testimony.
And so was that for you and for Pastor Rod and your family, how was that on the faith meter?
Well, I mean, obviously it's a test of faith. And, I just wrote something about hope, and that when our hope has roots in our faith, it's just, hope is a powerful thing, and it's a handle we can hold on to that keeps our faith from failing not. And you know, hope is just always knowing what we can't see is still possible. Mm. And so I can honestly say that has probably been the one thing, is just the power of hope. Through knowing that today might not look like tomorrow, and that
today might not look like tomorrow. That's powerful.
Right. Right.
And so, Joni, we were talking about, you know, I was telling you that we have a lot of people, our friends right now that are listening, that are going through what seems to be the most gut-wrenching, guttural, just questioning, probably, and this is me, just questioning mm-hmm. God, saying, why my husband, why my son, why this time? How do we help those people that are people of faith when they're going through and don't know why? How do we help those people in their faith?
Well, I think when you have a very intimate relationship with God, you see God as a father. And you see that father as a loving father who is a provider, because a loving father is always a provider. And he is a provider not of things and places, but of people and of